A Motorsport Podcast Network production. Hey everybody, it's Noons, Aaron Noonan, Repco Supercars Weekly for you on your Friday. It is great to chat with you with the supercars in the top end. The Merlin Darwin Triple Crown is on not just this weekend, but today as well. Practice underway in the Northern Territory for the first Indigenous round for supercars with plenty of cool liveries on the cars. If you've been out and about, you've been at work, you've been in the car, you've been doing stuff and you haven't kept across what's happened, there's been two practice sessions today in Darwin, three-day race meeting. So good to have one of those back after all those two-day race meetings that we've had recently, which give us nothing on Fridays in terms of supercars. Two sessions. The fastest session was the second one by far. Chas Mostert was fastest in the first. Shane van Gisbergen fastest in the second. 0.04 of a second in front of his countryman Andre Heimgartner. Anton Di Pasquale next from Will Davison. Then Mark Winterbottom. Mostert was sixth in the second session. Brock Feeney, Cam Waters, Dave Reynolds and Brody Kostecki rounded out the top 10 with the top 17 drivers setting their fastest time in the second session of the day. So that really is a reflection of the overall and P2 order. Lee Holdsworth, 11th from Jack LeBrock, Gary Jacobson, Chris Pither, Jack Smith, Todd Hazelwood. Bryce Fullwood, 17th. Now, he came off the road in the first session and banged the right rear of the Midi's Commodore, hit the wall. I haven't done the turn numbers, but the left-hander that brings them back around to that last little wiggle-woggle before they get to the last corner, he just scraped the right rear up against the wall and caused a little bit of damage, but they got it fixed. James Courtney was off the road in P2 in the Snowy River Caravan's Mustang. He was 21st on combined times. 27 cars in the top end in Darwin this weekend. Remember, there's two wild cards. Jaden Ojeda, he was 20th fastest, and Zach Best making his debut as a single main game driver. He co-drove with Jack LeBrock at Bathurst last year. He rounded out the field 27th with opposite lock backing on his number 78 Mustang, and a little bit of a late engineering change for him, in fact, too, with Dylan Talabani, who has been engineering him of late in Super 2 and due to do it for the wildcard entries, unable to go to Darwin. So Nathaniel Osman, the engineering manager from Tickford, is back to fill in for the weekend. Of course, he was with Cam Waters last year in Townsville when Sam Potter was unable to be there. Will Davison, also, he doesn't have his regular engineer. Richard Harris is having his first child. So Mark Fenning, the former Fabian Coulthard engineer and a long-time DJR and DJR Team Penske engineer who's been more in the background role in the last few years. He is on the cans this weekend for Will Davison up there in the top end. So two practice sessions done today. Tomorrow there'll be a three-legged qualifying that will culminate in a top 10 shootout before the race in the afternoon. And Sunday's two qualifyings and two more races to round out the weekend. Let's see if anyone can win all three and collect that Darwin Triple Crown, which has only been won before by Scott McLaughlin going back to 2019. I think it was off the top of my head. Bit of a change, too, from what had been announced during the week. Supercars have backtracked this weekend on the rule about the tyres being heated in the sun. They had stopped teams from doing that or were going to, but they're now allowing them to do that, albeit in dedicated areas in the pit and paddock rather than just being anywhere and everywhere. So there's some dedicated places that they can actually do that. This weekend is a free-to-air round, listeners. It is on Channel 7, primary channel, last time I checked. But check your local guides, as they always say, to know what channel it's on in your market. What is also on is 7 Motorsport Classics. More details on our website, v8sleuth.com.au, but Saturday and Sunday on 7, mate, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This show's back, hosted by Jack Perkins. One of them features Winton 1989, which if you know your Group A touring cars, you'll know was a ring-a-ding-ding race that George Fury won for the Nissan Skyline factory team. And on Sunday, it's a breakthrough wins episode. So Glenn Seaton, Calder 87, Russell Ingall, Calder 96, and Chas Mostert, Ipswich 2013. Those races and breakthrough wins for each of those three drivers are featured. So something cool there to give you plenty of supercars and touring car viewing over the course of the weekend. Of course, free-to-air on 7 this weekend. Fox Sports and KO providing all the coverage for their services and systems. Now, this year, too, marks the 100th anniversary of Repco, of course, the naming rights partner of the Repco Supercars Championship and the Great Race in October, the Repco Bathurst 1000. They're driven by passion. So are we here at V8 Sleuth and on Repco Supercars Weekly. You can visit them online at the garage. The website address is garage.repco.com.au. Your online digital destination of all things automotive and motorsport. Plenty of content, plenty of stuff there to keep you entertained when you're clicking around online and, of course, through their social media accounts too. Now, one man who I can absolutely tell you was not a social media man. We lost him this week in the motorsport industry here in Australia, Tim Plastic Pemberton. Tim was the longtime Holden Motorsport media manager. He did the PR for Peter Brock for so many years as well when they hooked up in the mid-70s when Peter was doing that road driver safety stuff, speaking to places and people and schools, and Tim was the man who got fused with him then, and they were together for many years afterwards doing all sorts of stuff. Plastic passed away in Melbourne at the end of last weekend, so there's a lot of people with heavy hearts this weekend. I worked for him for a time too in the mid-2000s, so very sad to report on the passing of a PR genius. Plastic had some ripping ideas and some great stuff that got column inches, got motor racing on television with Holdens here, there and everywhere. He's the guy who coined the term the big bangers, those 84 Group C Dayglo cars. He was the one who came up with calling them the big bangers on the posters that were handed out that weekend, and it really stuck. We still call them the big bangers to this day, and he's the guy who said to Brock, you should call it the energy polarizer, Brock, and that's exactly what he did. So Tim Pemberton going to be greatly missed by so many people with very fond memories of Plastic. There's some signage this weekend on the Walkinshaw cars in the top end, so if you see that on your TV, you know exactly who that is in reference to. Now, next week, the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco is back. A sit-down chat with a very interesting guest. Tune in on Tuesday to the Castrol Motorsport News podcast. A special ticket offer for the Bend, the OTR Super Sprint. There's savings to be had on GA and grandstand passes. Listen in on Tuesday for the boys to give you some of those details. Remember, Repco Supercars Weekly returns every Thursday, sometimes Fridays, depending on the news of the week, and the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco on Wednesdays. It's your perfect podcasting week of motorsport material. Now, this weekend, I'm not in Darwin. I'm in Melbourne. I will make it be like Darwin. I'll be on the couch with the heater on and a beer in the fridge, taking in all of the action of the supercars this weekend. I hope you do too. If you're not, catch up with it in the week that follow, both here on this podcast and all the other stuff we do. vhsleuth.com.au. Plenty of ways to keep tabs on what's going on in Australian motorsport. Have a great weekend, and we will chat to you again next week.